Chapter 1. The Moment.
The year was 1993. America was changing. A charismatic young governor from the state of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, had just been elected president. Brilliant rap stars Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre were tearing up the music charts. Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park was the top movie of the year, grossing more than $300 million worldwide. Sony PlayStation had been released, igniting the interest of a generation of gamers. In sports, Michael Jordan was leading the Chicago Bulls to their third straight NBA championship, and the Dallas Cowboys had just won their second straight Super Bowl. As always, the changing face of America could best be viewed from the streets and skyscrapers of the Big Apple. New York City has long been a hub of activity in business, sports, politics, and entertainment. In the early 1990s, a man named David Dinkins was serving as mayor, the first African-American in the city's history to hold that office. Mayor Dinkins had won the election by defeating another popular New Yorker, Rudy Giuliani. Eventually, Mr. Giuliani would also be elected mayor.
Times Square in New York City. Fast-paced and exciting.
During that same year, 1993, a 24-year-old record producer and music executive from New York was forming a new record company. He named it Bad Boy Records. A year later, Sean Puffy Combs would strike gold when his premier artist, Notorious B.I.G., became a legend almost overnight. Superstars, in all fields, seem to have something in common. They have a fire burning brightly inside them, a fierce determination to achieve greatness. These remarkable people work hard and develop their skills, refusing to give up until they come out on top. In New York, that's known as making it big. A few miles away from where Puffy was starting down his path to success, things were just getting underway for another young man who would one day be making it big. His name was Najee McGreen, and he lived in a small house in the Bushwick neighborhood of Brooklyn. Although he was only 5 years old at the time, this star was already beginning to shine. "What you doing, Dad?" Najee asked, bouncing into the kitchen. In his hand was a toy train that he had built with Legos. Najee was always playing with Legos. With his rich imagination, he loved constructing things and pretending they were real skyscrapers, airplanes, or trains. Years later, he would show the same creativity and skill in building computers and designing websites. Najee's father, Kofi McGreen, was sitting at the kitchen table. After a long day at work, he was relaxing with a cup of coffee, thumbing through a magazine. Mr. McGreen smiled, propping his young son up on his lap. "I'm reading an article about a game called chess. I've never actually played it, but it sounds like fun." Najee looked at the color photo of a chessboard in the magazine that was lying open on the table. The black and white pieces looked really cool. Seeing that Najee appeared to be interested, his father started reading aloud from the magazine. He described the history of the game and how it's played. As his father spoke, Najee couldn't stop staring at the photo of the chessboard. He was drawn to it in a way that was impossible to explain. Mr. McGreen told Najee that chess is a game of strategy in which pieces are allowed to move in specific ways. For example, a pawn can only move forward. A bishop, on the other hand, moves diagonally. The knight is the one piece that is allowed to jump over other pieces. The object of the game is to march forward into enemy territory. Along the way, a player tries to capture his opponent's pieces, and finally, corner and trap his opponent's king. When a king is under attack and has nowhere to move, this is known as checkmate. That's how a player wins the game.